vu. Because it's similar to what I did before, so trying to be optimistic, but it's hard.
It's a different area, huh?
It's something I've already done. I did for a long time, which is the dash and the headliner. Those are the two bigger parts that they do. And I did that for a long time whenever I was a production associate. And I had some of it whenever I was first got my section leader position.
You were some old friends, are you?
Knew the Hall 52, which is the one up near Highway 101, the closest one, the newer plant. I don't know a lot of people up there.
Be nobody trying to take advantage of you.
Some of them will anyway.
Where the boundaries are.
That was your day yesterday.
Pretty much uneventful.
Yeah.
A couple of times, pick up a couple of things. Nothing major. Just some screws and some brake shoes for the golf cart, and take somebody over to the auto repair shop so they can get their car fixed. They needed a ride back. Just little things.
And plus you get to get out and about a little bit.
Leaving when I get there. It's like I just assume take a beating. If I have to leave, that means I got to use my credit card. And if I use my credit card, then I got to reconcile that at the end of the month. And what a pain that is.
Imagine that.
What account does it go to? Yada, 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 and everything. And just got a big old form you got to fill out.
Like a company credit card, we can just put it on that.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
I have to do all that.
The receipts and turn them in and explain what you got, what account it needs to be charged to, and all kinds of stuff. What work order it was for.
Anyway, especially if you're having to go back and do it in like SAP or something.
It's just a spreadsheet that I got to fill out. I mean, they have they have all the charges and where it was and what date it was on. I just have to fill in the other information, but half the time I have to go to SAP to figure out what the work order was.
But anything through SAP.
Order from my desk goes through SAP.
Moving to sounds like a web-based version of some kind of ordering system, SRM or something, I don't even know.
SAP version, does it have the app tiles on it?
The version I use does not, but I think the SRM version they're moving to is still SAP from what I can tell. It's got tiles and stuff you click on and all kinds of stuff.
Ours is, our version's called S4HANA.
It runs off that same back end.
But for me, they just switched to that newer version when about the time I was getting there. So, everybody was learning at the same time, and I was had 20 years of the other, so I was pretty familiar.
But, man, I can't stand it. Every time I've tried to order anything, it's just like jumping through hoops, and I don't like it. I try to get somebody else to do it. Get one of my employees that knows how to order stuff, and I always try to get him to do it. It's just easier that way. KO4CEO.
So you doing it through like Ariba at the catalog?
Here in SAP, they have set up. You can go in and you can order certain things. I've done it before. You can actually go to like a Staples website that's built in and just click it and drag it in the cart. And most of the time, if you do stuff like that, you may not have to have the additional, quotes from other companies. But if you try to order anything else out of that, man, it's just a pain in the butt. But then they got stuff blocked. I guess they feel you don't need. Like, I wanted a Bluetooth external speaker for meetings whenever we were doing everything in team areas instead of meeting in groups. And I couldn't even order because it was blocked.
We got several companies. There's about, I don't know, 20 companies that we can do like that. It just takes you through SAP right to their site, and we get special pricing and that. And you do, you know, you do the drop and drag and that, and then tell the accounts. But you can also order parts to the work order. And since I work in a supply room, I can, you know, order the parts that I need for the supply room. But I can just put in a requisition. I can't make the PO.
Be a pain. Just like we had some stuff on order from my previous boss man, but he never approved it. So you got to get somebody to go in and cancel it. Oh man, it's start back over from scratch.
Some printer ink a couple months ago from Staples, and it never came in. And then when the purchasing girl contacted them, it was like, well, it didn't come in 2 months and that, so we just canceled your order and didn't tell nobody. So it finally came in, so I had to reorder it.
A common theme, lack of communication.
Going on filters to filter the product. You know, I got different micron filters for different products and that. And some of them are just getting their months and months out. I ordered them in July, and I'm not going to get them until now. They're saying February and that. But I found a site that had a few, so I ordered them. But it's just getting worse and worse every day.
I don't think we're going to get any better anytime soon, in all honesty.
Happening next year.
I mean, there's going to be this dramatic improvement.
What have we got going on right now?
Man, I made the mistake of getting on the news website yesterday. And man, that was just a surprise. It was just one story after the other about some, like the guy that drove through the parade and something else that happened in Texas. And Michigan or something. Like, holy crap. I gotta get back off of this.
For that Rittenhouse kid, he must have applied to go to Arizona State or something, and the kids are, of course, that's an anti-gun state anyway, and that, and they don't want him there.
I don't believe that boy's gonna have to take his stuff online.
And get rid of is that group that was whining about him. Evidently, they're prejudiced anyway, right?
If he was found innocent, nobody's going to give him a chance now.
What T do you have?
HT's main one I use is the Yaesu FT3DR, I believe, if I remember the name right. I liked it because it had a little LCD screen on it. It'll still do the two-channel monitoring and whatnot. So, but yeah, that's the main one I use. I have a couple, like a Baofeng and another one for the DMR stuff.
We do DMR.
Yaesu has a different version. It's Yaesu's System Fusion, and it'll only work with System Fusion stuff.
KO4 HKX. Morning, gentlemen.
4 TFW.
You on with your talk there about HTs? I don't want to interrupt.
Decided if I wanted one on my wish list, and that I kind of halfway looked at that Anytone 878 something.
I have one of those. I do.
Radio too, won't it?
That's what I'm talking to you on when we're on DMR, Andrew.
So I've had it several times.
Talk about it.
And you can check it out. The only thing different in the new version, the 2 versus the 1, is it has more memory in it.
They sell for like $220.
Pretty good price. That's about what I paid for mine.
A group of fly fishermen come into the restaurant over there where Susan works, and they They were telling her she needed to get GMRS radios. And then I saw where the license fee for that is going down to $35 next year.
The 868 will actually do GMRS also with just a few little keystroke modifications.
878.
Wow, that's what I meant, 878, not the 868.
It would go down, it has like four power levels, and it would go down to like 1 watt, which would get you into what, the FRS?
Yeah, it will let you do that wattage-wise, but when it comes to you, it won't transmit on those frequencies. You have to go in and put it in professional mode, which is just going in with the software and turning on professional mode. And then it still works as a DMR radio, and it allows you GMRS. So I don't know what the difference is. I haven't done it to mine, so I can't tell you, but I do know where to do it and how to do it.
What the advantage of GMRS radio was over ham radio, I just don't see it.
Well, I have my GMRS license also. The only advantage to it is you get to talk to people that aren't ham radio licensed, and you know how that goes.
Back on those frequencies, it's channelized, right?
Yes, it's channelized, and there is traffic on those frequencies. I monitor them, but not a lot, even though I live up here next to the DuPont State Forest, where you think there would be a lot of traffic with that. I don't hear very little. And the radio that you can get in GMRS aren't very good.
Around here for it either. There's only like one repeater in Greenville.
Right, Andrew. I think there's only one. I'd have to go back and look. But Ken, if you get time and want to look into it, you can go to my GMRS, and it's got a whole lot of information on radios, the bands, the everything. It's just the repeater, location, net, all of it.
Yeah, or you didn't need a license, but yeah, you need a license. You just don't have to take a test.
Problem is, everybody thinks you don't need a license, and it's just a free band to use, like CB. Except you get to use HT. You'll hear kids on there all the time playing and all kinds of stuff. So I don't really put a lot of stock into it.
So the little radios, the FRS, you do not need the license. Once you move into GMRS, you do need the license. That way you can have the higher power radios, I guess.
Everybody does is they buy the GMRS radios because they will do both. And then they play on the higher power channels for GMRS. Nobody pays attention to that. They're not supposed to be on there.
I unlocked my house, and it's on my antenna, so it's probably 30 foot tall. And radio to radio communication from my house, I was able to make it about 5 miles. That was about the best I got.
About like, well, I don't want to say about like CB, but because it's definitely, you know, different frequencies.
Nice thing about it for me is like if I go traveling with friends or family in a large group, my license covers everybody that I'm with. That's the advantage to it. That doesn't have, they don't have to have ham radio license.
And I got my GMRS, $15. Or no, $75, I can't remember. But anyway, I got it, and that covers my whole family. So that way I can take some radios with us to the beach, and we can talk if we need to.
Carpool, and I guess you could have, you know, radios in each, and you wouldn't have to use the CB frequencies.
Yes, that's what it's used for a lot. A lot of four-wheel drive guys will have it in their Jeeps. So they, when they're out overlanding, as they call it, instead of four-wheeling, they can talk on the radio and not be on the CB channels.
Get on those frequencies, won't it?
Yes, it will.
And YouTube, you know, you'll see it's not part 95, I think it is, which is GMRS certified. It's technically, you know, not supposed to be on those frequencies, even though you can make it. It's not supposed to because it's, you know, part 97 approved and not 95 or whatever it is.
Technical mumbo jumbo, right?
You get out of it because it works just fine.
Same here.
I'll unlock my Yaesu FTM7, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I've unlocked it. So it'll do FRS, GMRS. My FT3DR, I unlocked it. So it'll do FRS and GMRS frequencies. And, I mean, it'd be like talking on 440. If you go up and hit the Simplex channel on there, it's right in that range. It's like 462, I think, is the frequencies for it. So, I mean, it's just like being on 440 Simplex.
Only time I've ever been on 440 is when I was doing cross band repeat at the house. If you want to get on 440, I can give you a repeater to get on that we can probably all talk on.
I forgot why they would tell you GMRS, get it, but the 878, I would recommend it. It's a nice looking radio, and then you have the opportunity to do DMR. And there are some repeaters around here that do DMR. There's plenty of them. It's just getting them programmed into the radio. You know, Patrick's been dealing with that. I've done it. There's a bunch of people around here that do it. So if you need any help, we can always help you get set up with that.
The radio, I have a code plug built that'll just bring it up to the house and I can plug it into my computer and download it.
Anything that came with the programming software and the cable and all kinds of stuff.
Well, if that's the case, then I can just send you your program, the code plug.
MRS and buy you a hotspot and you can get on and do some of the other stuff.
It had APRS on it.
The 878 version 2 is a true APRS radio.
It just receives APRS, right? It don't send it?
Correct.
If I need that or if I need another 2 meter 440 to just put into the truck or mama's Jeep.
Do one at the house where you can talk in the afternoon.
A little mag mount antenna and what is it, a SM something to hook to my Baofeng and that, or I could do crossband. Trouble with crossband in the afternoon is I got, well, the way I got this radio rigged up, if the car ain't on, it won't be on. So that kind of rules that one out.
Say 7-3, I need to start my walk on in. So y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road. And hope we'll holler at you. I get off work late today. So I'll be on the road around 6 o'clock. So probably won't talk to you, Ken, maybe Patrick. But y'all be safe out there. 7-3 to you. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon.
73, Andrew, have a good one. My clock says you're late.
A few more minutes if you want to bounce over to the other frequency.
Roger that.
Yeah, clear.
We can hear Romeo, India call. If anybody that can give me a radio check.
Yes, responding to the radio check.
Copy. Whiskey 3, Romeo, India, Golf. Gonna be clear.
4 LTS clear. Have a good morning.